We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Like Rashi explained, we're bringing down things that are not Shaychas to Masechtas Makis because we have before Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, something, a memra on the Mishnah with a kasha from Rav Kana. Therefore, bring over here another memra of Hashem, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hashem Rav Yehuda, and with kasha of Rav Kahana. So as Akdama to the next Gemara, we know there's something called Mayim She'uvim. You're not allowed to be toivel. A mikvah of Mayim She'uvim is not a kosher mikvah. You need 40 saw of Mei Geshamim, of rainwater, or if it's a spring, then it's fine also. But 40 saw of rainwater. Now the halacha is that if part of that 40 saw is 3 lugim of Mayim She'uvim, it disqualifies the mikvah. But once you have a mikvah that's complete with 40 saw, so then if you add a lug or two of Mayim Shuvim, or 3 lugim, or 4 lugim, nothing happens, it's bottle, and there's no problem of being tovel in that mikvah. But if you first put in 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim, then you add to it 40 saw of Mega Shamim, then it will be possible. So Gimel lugim, 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim, passes the mikvah if it's there before you have 40 saw. So Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shloishes Lugim Mayim Shenofal Aseicham Kartov Shalyayin. You have 3 Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, but wine fell into it and discolored the water and turned it looking like wine. It's red like wine. Mareim Kamar Yayin, and it looks like wine. Venofal Mikvah fell into the Mikvah. Loi Paslua. It's not possible the Mikvah. Because the halacha is that it's only Mayim Shuvim passes the Mikvah. But if you pour 3 Lugim of wine into a Mikvah and then you add the 40 Saw, it's fine because wine. Wine does not pass the mikvah, only mayim she'uvim, only water she'uvim pass the mikvah, but not wine. And the reason is because the whole din of mayim she'uvim is only the rabbanan digadin, and they did not say the halacha by wine, they only said it by water. So it comes out with saying, even though here it's really 3 lugim of mayim she'uvim, but since it has a color of wine, it has a din of wine. That's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda v'shem Rav, Maskler of Kahana, v'chimayim bein zela bet meitzava. Why is this different than water that got full of dye? The Tanah went to the Mishnah. Risa Emer, meitzava poislam esam mikvah v'shay shalugim. The halacha is that if you have water that got, someone washed his hands, let's say he was using dye and he washed his hands, and the water became colored, so the halacha is, it still passes a mikvah with 3 lugim. We just finished saying that if it does not look like water, it doesn't pass. Or Malay, no, it's not a kasha of a meitzeva from water that's dyed a color, because Omalei Rav Hasa Maya Detzilah Mikri, it's called water that has dye in it, so it's still called water. Hacha Chara Meziga Mikri. Here, this thing that has a little bit of wine, the Kardos Yain is a very little small amount of wine, so you can't say it's wine, but it could be called watered down wine. When you look at it, you say, oh, that's wine, it's watered down wine, since it has a red color. So therefore, there won't pass on the mikvah. That's Rav tries to answer. That the difference between meitzeva and chamra is that meitzeva is water, and chamra is wine. The Gemara, but you find the first Rav Chiya, a ton of Rav Chiya, read was a mikvah that even 3 lugim that wine went into it and discolored it. It still passes the mikvahs. You see, Rav Chiya holds not like Rav or Chiya, who's Rav's uncle, holds not like him, and holds that it passes the mikvah. So I'm a Rava. It's not shver. Rav and Rav Chiya arguing in the Machlekes, Rav Yechim and Nuri and the Rabbanon. I'm a Rava like Kasha, Rav Yechim and Nuri, or Rabbanon. Down into the Mishnah. Shloishes lugim, this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvois. And it says there in the Mishnah, Shloishes lugim mayim chosa kartiv. If you have 3 lugim of water, and here it's missing a kartiv, it's not a full 3 lug, that's the gears that we have. Shnofel serum kartiv yayin, and yayin fell in, and it's mash, real wine fell in, and it's mash limit to 3 lugim. So you don't have a total of 3 lugim of mayim shuvim. It only passes a mikvah if you have 3 full lugim of mayim shuvim. So here was a little less, and the wine was mash limit. Umareim kemar yayin, it also looks like wine, but noflu lemikvah, fell to mikvah, loy paslu. It doesn't pass. It's mashma only because you didn't have the full 3 lugim of water. If you had the full 3 lugim of water, then wine fell into it, it would still be possible. It's only not possible because I don't have a full, complete 3 lugim of water, of mayim shuvim. Another case, v'chein gimel lugim mayim, chosa kartov, also missing a little bit, v'nof v'sechem kartov cholav, a little cholav fell into it, mareim kemara mayim, and still looks like water, v'nof l'mikva, loy paslu, also doesn't passel. Why? Because the Tanakam is saying one thing of Fiyar Girsa. You have to have a complete 3 lugim of water. Here it's not a complete 3 lugim. It's partly wine, or partly cholav. So even though it looks like water, or it doesn't look like water, it makes no difference. So the Rashi pointed out, the Braiser could just put it together, the Mishnah could have put it together, and said that the halacha is, if you're missing the 3 lugim, say if it's missing mixed with wine, say if it's mixed with milk, it has the same halacha. The Mishnah could have said that. That's what Tanakama is saying. That's all tali. If you have three lugam of water, that's what Tanakama holds. You have to have gimel mayim shuvim. Once you have three lugam of mayim shuvim, no matter what the color is, it'll be possible according to the Tanakama. But if it's less, it won't be possible. Everything goes after the Mara. That means, even if you have three full lugam of water, since now it changed into looking like wine, it won't be possible. And what Rav is answering is that Rav is going like Rav Yechiel ben Uri. He's going like Rav Yechiel ben Uri, who holds a kol hachamara, and therefore, since it looks like wine, so therefore it doesn't pass. Mashenkin Rav Chiyo says it does pass, it's going like a Tanakama, that as long as you have three lugam of mayim shuvim, it passes. So Zokta Gemara, but this is not Kuliyama's Rava. Hamaboye boyle Rav Papa. Rav Papa really had a shaila about this. The boy Rav Papa, that he wasn't sure when Rav said his memra that if you have three mayim lugim sheuvim and a kartof shayim fell into it and it looks like wine, that it's the halacha is that's not possible. What is Rav referring to? What case is Rav Tani Chosa Karta Vareisha? Did Rav learn the? We know what Rav's case was. It was three mayim sheuvim. But how did Rav learn the Mishnah? How did Rav learn the Mishnah Mikvayis? Did he garis like we were garis? The Beira Papa, Rav Tani Chosa Karta Vareisha, he's going like our way we have the Mishnah over here in our Gemara, the Mishnah in Masechta Mikvayis, that the case of the Tanakama that said Loi Paslu means it was missing something, the water was missing something. Tani Chosa Karta Vareisha, Avashloisha Lugim Le Tanakama Pasli, but if it be full three Lugim, it'll be possible, like we learned. Va'os Rav Yechiel Meima Kol HaChamara, V'Rav will hold Oimek Rav Yechiel Menuri. Is that the way? Rav Papa declared, is that we're learning like Rava, that Rav only stims Rav Yechiel ben Uri. Why? Because the Tanakhama says once you have three lugim of water, it's possible, it's disqualified. Oidoma, Rav loy toni chosa karta v'resha. Rav was not garis that in the Mishnah Mikvayis. He was garis the Mishnah Mikvayis. It was in full three lugim. And what's pshat in the Tanakhama? Tanakhama holds you need to make something that it's possible, it has to have tarti l'resha. First of all, it has to have full three lugam of water, and it also has to look like water. And therefore, the case of the ratio where it says it was three lugam that fell, wine fell into it, it won't passel it. And it stems like Rav. And Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri just is arguing on the Seifa. In the Seifa, it says that Mayim Chosa Kartai, that Chala fell into it, that it doesn't passel. Why? Because it's missing. And that Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says, no, Chala Chamara, since it looks like water, it'll be passel. And Rav, who says his memra that if it looks like wine, then it's kosher, is going to Kuliyama. That's why Papa wasn't sure. Papa wasn't sure how Rav learned the Mishnah Mikvayis. Did he learn the Mishnah Mikvayis? He was talking about the first line in the Mishnah. It says that if you have wine fell into it, what's the case? One side of the case is that it didn't have a full three lugim or sheuvim, and water fell into it, wine fell into it to be mashlimit. So it says loy pastu. Why is it not pasul? Is it because you don't have full three lugam of water, and then it's mashma? If you did have, it would be pasul, and that's not like Rav. Or it's even if it has three lugam, as long as it looks like wine, it's not pasul. And that Rav stims with the Tanakama. What's the machlokes between Ruri and the Tanakama? The second case where there was missing and it was filled and it was mashlim, you completed it with milk. There, the Tanakhama says loy pastu because you don't have three full mayim shuvim, and Rabbi Yechiel says al kol hachamara. That's one way to learn. That way we learn Rav will go like everyone, or no, the Tanakhama holds that if you have three lugam mayim shuvim, no matter what, even looks like wine, it's possible. And Rav will only be Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. So our Papa had a shaila about that. So Gemara says the Rav Papa mabayle le Rava pshitle. Rava was pashit. What it was that he was garis in the Mishnah Mikvayis chasa karatam, and therefore Rav only stim like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. Rav Yosef told Abaya, Lo Shmile Shmaitza, I never heard the Shmaitza. We know, like Rashi says, that Rav Yosef forgot his learning. And he said, I never heard this whole Shmaitza. He was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. He says, I never heard this Shmaitza from Rav Yehuda. So Abaya answered, Omle Abaya, At Amris Leinele, you told it to us. V'hochi Amris Nele, you told us like this. The Rav, Loi Toni Chosakartav Resha, he did not be he wasn't Gurus in the Mishnah Mikvayis Chosakartav. And the Tanakama only passels if it has two tarti, only passels if it has tarti l'reisa. It's a full three lugim and it looks like water. Rav Yechiron, a seifa pal. You're going to argue on a seifa. And Rav Dama ki divrei kol. Rav holds like divrei kol. That's what Abai tells Avesis. You even learned like that. The Rav is going divrei kol. So just to recap quickly, Rav says a memra that if you have three mayim lugim shuvim, full three lugim of mayim shuvim, if it looks like wine, it's kosher. Because wine doesn't not pass on mikvah. Even though it's not really wine. It looks like wine, it's enough. And the shaila was, is that going to Rabbi Yochanan? Ruhi says a kol ha-chamara? Or even for the Tanakama, because Tanakama also says mara won't passel. The only time it will be possible for the Tanakama will be if it has, it looks like water, and it is water. That would be one salary in Tanakama. Well, maybe Tanakama holds, no, as long as you have three lugam of water, it's possible. Then Rav will only be like Rabbi Yochanan Ruhi. Zog to Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara does not have a kasha of Rav Kahana, but since we mentioned some of Kavayis, we'll say something else as well. Vam Rav Yudam Rav, Chavis, and also Om Rav Yudam Rav, about Mekavayis. Vam Rav Yudam Rav, Chavis Malei Amayim Shenof Li Yamagadol. You have a Chavis full of Mayim Shuvim, and it fell into the Yamagadol, into a big ocean, into the Mediterranean Sea, let's say. HaToyvel Shom Loi Also Loi Tefillah. If you toyvel there, the Tefillah does not work. Why? Chashinah Shesh Lugim Shloi Makamechad. You are the three Lugim are in one place. But dafgal yama gadol the koyve kaimi, it doesn't move so much. Aval nahara, but a river as a rushing river, baal maloy, then you don't think that you're not going to be chayish the three lugim are one place. So Rashi says, why loy oslo tefila? Shema kol mayim shoye b'chavis oim dem yachad, v'shem bozeh roish ruva b'mayim shuvim zeh echam an apsul m'paisim esat truma. We know that the halach is, if you go into a regular mikvah in your tayvel, and then you come out of mikvah and you go into mayim shuvim, midirabonon, you become tummy. Because Chazal did not want you to shower or go into a bath right after the mikvah, because people think the thing that is matar you is the bath or the shower, and really you need a mikvah. Therefore they said, if you go into mayim shuvim, you become tummy. New type of tummy, tummy dirabonon. So Rashi says over here, what chayshir is for tummy dirabonon. So Tosis is bothered. Tosis asks, I don't understand what's going on over here. If Mayim Shuvim falls into the Yam HaGadol, then it's all the whole mikvah is good. Because you said, once you have a mikvah 40 saw, even if three lugam Mayim Shuvim fall in, it doesn't pass to the mikvah. So the Maram says, in Echanami, you're right. It doesn't pass to the mikvah. But here's a new problem. There's a psul derabanan of Mayim Shuvim. You're not going to Mayim Shuvim. Roshay v'ruba Mayim Shuvim. Most of your body in Mayim Shuvim is a new Tumah d'Rabbanan. So Echanami, you got off your Tumah d'Raisa by being Tevel, but you have a new Tumah d'Rabbanan on Mayim Shuvim. That's his Chiddush, and the Pnei Yeshua speaks out. There's no din Hashaka on that. Hashaka means that it gets attached to the water and it becomes part of the mikvah. Legabi, this din d'Rabbanan doesn't work. So as long as we are Chayshish, that in one place there are three Lugim of water of Mayim Shuvim, he'll become Tumah d'Rabbanan out the place of going into place of Mayim Shuvim that you're talking about the Rabbanon. The Gemara brings a raya to this Yisoid that the water doesn't move anywhere. Taina Mahachi, Chavis Malei Yayin, Shnof Yamagodol, if wine fell into Yamagodol and you want to be tevel there, Atevel Shem Lo'os Lo'i Tefila. Why? Chashtino Shosh Lugim, maybe you're going into the wine. You're worried if you went into the wine. You're teveling the wine. Someone like Gerish Shuvim, Shloim Makam Echad. They take out those words. It means the chayshus that you're tevel in the wine. When you tevel in the wine, your tefillah does not work. You have to be tevel in water. So what do you see from here? You see from here that it doesn't move anywhere. You are tevel actually in the wine. And a kikosh or truma falls into this wine of the kam tummy. You know why? Because the wine became tummy from the person who never got his tahira. V'chein kikosh or truma shnafal shom tummy. Mai v'chein, ma'u detema hosom uki gavra chazoke. So what's the chen? What's the chiddush? Obviously, it becomes tummy. What's the chiddush? So you would think that regarding the person who's tummy, so then the suffix you say, maybe he landed up in three lugim of yayin, he landed up into the yayin itself, and he wasn't matar himself. So there, you don't need three lugim, by the way. If any part of you is in the yayin, there we're worried, since he has a cheskas tumah, so in order to take away the tumah, you have to be sure he didn't go into the yayin. Hosam uke gavra chaske, which makes him tummy. Which means that it was tar. So you would think maybe by truma should be tar at least. The kikor should be tar at least. Kamaswa, no, we are choshesh, maybe the wine stayed in one place. So the bottom line is, according to Rashi, the Tanya Kavasei is that we're worried the wine will stay in one place, even in the Yamagadol. So to recap, what Rahudam Rav said was that a chavis malaya mayim that falls into Yamagadol, avada, like we spoke out, like Tosis asked, avada, the mikvah is kosher, but it's a new psul of going into Mayim Shuvim, and we're worried the Mayim Shuvim stayed in one place, and you pass it yourself by going into this, you're going into this water, and come getting a tumah d'rabbanan of mayim shuvim.